Well, when you get 93,013 people, that's the most people who have ever watched a game live of cricket in this country, and I think over a million people overall at a World Cup. I reckon it's pretty successful, and David Richardson is the CEO of the ICC. Hello, David, and well done.
Good morning. Yes, thanks very much.
David, at this point, I know it might be early after such success, you know, with the live audiences, the TV audiences, would you do anything differently if you had your time again over the course of the last 6 weeks?
Yes, you're right. I suppose there's always something that can be improved, but it's really gone well. We've been delighted with the support that fans from both countries have shown to the event and around the world, really, in following the event, whether it's watching it on TV or on the app or wherever.
Mm. Will there be any thought of changing it? I know you go from 14 teams, countries, down to 10 for the next one, although the championship, the cup, is still just as long. Yes. Any thoughts of keeping the minnows involved?
Well, I think that's something that's going to have to be debated. Going into this event, there was a degree of nervousness that the group stage would be a little bit too lengthy and maybe some one-sided matches. Mm. But the associate members who qualified for the tournament really performed well. If we move to a 10-team event, it's a round robin. Everyone plays everyone, going to a semi-finals, very similar to the 1992 World Cup format, which everyone thought probably was the best format that we've had. And it's all about competitive matches, good quality cricket. That's what we're trying to achieve.
Okay, so you want to put on a good product from that point of view, but also is part of the World Cup charter about developing other nations? And from that point of view then, because some of the highlights of this World Cup, David, have been the performances of the associate nations.
Yes, they've played. I mean, there's been some good matches involving them, and there's no doubt that the top associate members are now challenging certainly the lower-ranked full members and can compete and are showing that they can beat them on their day, which is really, I suppose, justification for the money that we've spent on our development program and bringing these countries through. But, you know, my sense is that once every 4 years competing in a World Cup, really that can be window dressing. And I'd rather look at it and see, well, what are we actually doing for those associate member countries to allow them to develop? And what we're trying to do now is make sure that they've got more cricket on a regular basis, year in and year out with the full members, give them more money so that they can genuinely compete and qualify as of right for the tournament, whether it's an 8-team, 10-team, 14 or 16-team event in 2019.
You know, something, an example of that is Ireland's only played, what is it, 9 one-day internationals in the last 4 years, David, in between World Cups. Well, quite clearly that's not good enough.
Exactly right. And, you know, to me it's a bit, if we say, okay, well, let's give them a place in the World Cup, that would be window dressing. What we've really got to do is focus on making sure that now part of the ODI FTP, that decision has been made. Now the focus needs to turn to making sure that they've got matches against Zimbabwe, Bangladesh, West Indies, occasional matches against England, India, when they're touring England, et cetera, so that come the World Cup or come qualification time, that they certainly have got a really equal chance and fair opportunity to make it as of right.
What sort of qualification do you think England will have to go through next time, David?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, come 2017, the plan is only the top 8 ranked teams get in.
Oh, okay.
The rest have to go play in the qualifying tournament, which will mean something.
Okay, so we go from 14 to 10 to actually 8. David, I know we're stuck for time a little bit, but the West Indies, we all want to see a mighty West Indies again. Can you guys help them at all, the ICC, whether you've got to take them over or stick your people in there to help them out of the mire?
Well, they're a very proud nation, the West Indies. They've got their challenges. There's, the Caribbean as a region. They've got a good sponsor, I think, in Digicel, but they don't have much broadcast revenues coming into their coffers. Mm. So they've got some challenges. But, ICC's job, we've got 106 members to look after. Our policy is going to be going forward. We'll try and help those who help themselves, target the ones that are performing well, and maybe even give them more resources, more technical and financial help. But, you know, the West Indies, there's no reason. They've got the talent there. They just need to maybe become a little bit more disciplined in their approach, and I'm sure they'll be back up at the top.
News is chasing us, David. Congratulations on the tournament, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
David Richardson, CEO of the ICC.